If you're not first, you're last. Sales strategies to dominate your market and beat your competition. Author, Grant Cardone. The importance of first. Although the concept of first or last may sound unfair and difficult to accept for some, in the real world, regardless of your business or career, first place is the only place that matters. If you aren't in the dominant position in your market, then you're at risk. When economies are abound with business, the company in first position continues to gain customers and expand its size and presence, while the weaker players eke out increasingly smaller gains, helped along solely by the rich nature of the market. However, when these profitable times wane, the dominant company benefits from its first place position and grabs market share away from all the other contenders, while those in every other position pay the price. The game-changing economy. There are basically four responses people have during economic contractions. The cheerleader response. This suggests that you are not partaking in the thinking, actions, and behaviours of those agreeing with the economic contraction. However, maintaining a totally positive attitude during a time of serious contraction is, at best, a state of temporary denial. Something very real is happening, and just cheering your way through it and refusing to participate will not change anything. Number 2. Old school response. The second response is to get back to basics. This outlook suggests that nothing has really changed. If we would simply return to our roots, everything would work out. Instead of doing this, you must get yourself to the organisation focused on creating a future instead of one focused on merely getting back to doing something from the past. 3. The quitter response. The third type of response is expressed by quitters, the people who think there is nothing they can do and will wait out the economic downturn until things return to normal, at which time they will get back to work again. This group will be crushed both financially and emotionally. 4. Advance and conquer. The only correct response for you to take is to first embrace the idea that the market is different and has indeed changed and acknowledge that it will be more challenging to sell your products and services, grow your business, or even keep a job. Know that it will require completely unique sense of energy, work ethic, mindset, and actions. Past client reactivation. If you're going to advance and conquer, you'll be forced to reactivate your past clients. They are a gold mine, and you may have taken for granted some time because you have been spoiled by excess of opportunities. Reactivating past clients means contacting each person to whom you have sold and provided a service before, but with whom you are not actively working at this time. This is not an option. It must be done daily. The quickest and easiest way to do this is to create a list of past clients or customers and start personally calling them. You could enlist the help of someone to make these calls for you, but nothing will be more effective than making the call yourself. Delivering at wow levels. People today are so accustomed to poor or mediocre service, both before and after the sale, that when they get something a few notches above the mediocre, they are certain to notice the difference. The wow experience is actually easier to accomplish during bad times than good, because your competitors are so locked up on problems during the downtimes that their ability to deliver positive experience has likely deteriorated. It is essential that you go above and beyond to impress consumers when they tighten up financially and become more selective. Delivering a wow experience gives you a much better chance of separating them from what they are being told is so precious and vital to their survival, their money. With the media's constant reminders of doom and gloom during times like this, the wow part of an experience is the only thing that prompts the customers to actually tell you yes. The importance of price. Price is always a very sensitive issue, especially during times of economic contraction. The first response during these times, an incorrect one, is to reduce price. A lower price won't necessarily sell your product or make up for the lost volume you may encounter. And we can assure that from your experience that a lower price will not get your clients to buy your product if they aren't fully sold on its value, excited about it, and confident that it will solve their problems and or make them happy. If you're going to sell fewer products due to a tightened economy, you have to do a better job of determining your prospects' needs. You must do a great job of building value and making your customers feel confident that your product will solve their problems in order to get the price you need to stay solvent. The power schedule to advance and conquer. It's critical during a slow period that you keep a very tight, disciplined schedule to keep yourself and your company focused and productive. It's fairly easy to become immobilized by bad news and find yourself doing more than being worried, scared, and unproductive. But when things tighten up, you must be more disciplined, structured, and constructive with the time that you have, not less. The word production comes from the word produce, which means to cause, to have existence, or to happen, or to bring about. It also means to compose, create, or bring about intellectual or physical effort. If you want to cause something to have existence, you must combine time with actions to produce the economy you desire. Consider this simple formula. Time times actions equals measure of advance. The degree of which you advance is only limited by the amount of time and action you invest. While much, if not most, of the world vehemently refuses to spend time on activities that won't immediately pay off. Some would rather be productive and not be paid than not be productive and be paid. In other words, some would rather do something for free than nothing at all. While many might disagree with this perspective, we can assure you that sooner or later the productive person will be paid in some way, and the inefficient people won't. To put it a different way, the person who willingly swings the bat has a better chance at success than the one who refuses to swing. Any efforts, even poorly executed ones, will aid your progress towards advancing and conquering, especially if you make them regularly and follow them up with subsequent action. It's especially important during a period of contraction to develop a disciplined commitment to using your time and energy. Most people don't have enough of the advance component in their daily schedules. If you want to move yourself forward, you have to do a lot, and you have to do it consistently. We suggest that you become a fanatic of these actions and use them in a completely unreasonable way. Don't worry about logic. Take action as though your life depends on it, because it does. Your financial life, personal confidence, and overall outlook all depend on the results you attain in the marketplace. The economy does not control people. We compose and control it. Your financial situation is the sum total of the actions you take each day. We have great hopes for you, and we encourage you to take the information herein and use it to ensure that your actions, not the marketplace, determine your family's and your company's financial future. Be outrageous in your thinking, relentless in your execution, and unreasonable in your actions, and you too will advance and conquer.